I first want to say that I have to start with a disclaimer. Although I'm a faculty member at the Bell School of Jewish Music, what I'm giving to you today is not necessarily acceptable to the Bell School of Music within certain limits. At least it's not an official policy of the Bell School of Jewish Music. They do tolerate me. What I'm going to talk about is using existing nigunim, of course, for congregational singing. This system, this device, is known as a contrafacta. Contrafacta is adapting a text to a melody already used with another text. It goes back thousands and thousands of years as a tradition. We're taught in Avos, Perek Beis. Shimon ben Asaniel says, when you pray, do not regard your prayer as a fixed form, as a tefillas keva, but it should not be a mechanical task. In other words, it should be something that changes and is interesting and has variation. This could refer to as recitatives, or nowadays, of course, to nigunim, because in those days they didn't have nigunim. And we also find it in the Masechta Brachos in Perek Dalet as well. Now, as far back as the 9th century, Chazanim introduced popular melodies, and of course also non-Jewish melodies. And Chazal protested about the non-Jewish melodies, but to no avail. Chazanim kept them in. And along came, of course, the Maharil in the 14th century, and he decided that we have to standardize, according to Halacha, what the real Nusach is and get rid of the non-Jewish material. And that's where we come up in the Mishnah Berurah, the Halacha of the English Shanos. You cannot change the accepted minhag of the community, and the Maharil was the one who really standardized the Skarbova Nosach, the Misinai Nosach, that we cannot change until this day. Now the Paitonim, from the 8th to the 12th century, selected local tunes, or composed tunes in the popular style. One reason is that local tunes appealed to the people who knew them. Even Rabbi Yisrael Majara, who wrote, of course, Lecha Dodi, he and his brother-in-law, Israel Najara, he did not write Lecha Dodi, that was Al-Kabetz, of course. But he writes that he was one of those who wrote, who composed the divan of over 400 melodies. And he writes that he consciously adopted rhythm melodies of Arabic, Greek, Turkish, and Spanish origin with the intent of turning Jewish youth from profane songs, quote. And although it's true that those religious songs are not necessarily meant for the synagogue, but yet he felt that he has the right and compose of melodies which and poems which will turn the Jewish youth away from the secular songs that were out there. Now, Kenton Ullman, who was a teacher of ours, of course, for many years, one of my major teachers, and the director of the Bell School for so many years, writes that to help reverse the decline of synagogue music, we must not conceive of music in tefillah, but tefillah through music. In other words, the tefillah has to really control what we're going to sing. I know some people just take, you know, throwing in anything but the kitchen sink into davening. You can't do that. It has to be controlled by the tefillah. It's tefillah through music. The music must be subservient to the nusach, in the intent of the words. And this has to be the guidelines to any congregational melody. He also writes that the young people of the community want a service which is spontaneous, fervent, flexible, not fixed, not rigid. This is life in America today, he writes in 1981, and we have to live with it and not in opposition to it. And when considering new congregational melodies, the chazan should select tunes that are of a prayerful style and discard those out of mode and those nigunim that are chosen simply because they're popular. We'll discuss that in a moment. He says also, although congregational melody is not part of the nusach, they generally must be in the prayer mode of the adjacent tefillot. He gives an example, for instance, from Shochanat to Kelodon, you're a Magen Avos minor, so therefore Kelodon has to be a Magen Avos minor. Unless you're a Chassid or you're from the Western tradition, which doesn't major, we always do Zitten. Right? That's only Western, and that's only In Hasidim, such as Bavav, the famous Bavav Kael Adin was a major also. But we, East European Chazanim, we should stick to the minor. He also mentioned something else. Worshippers respond with warmth when listening to familiar melodies. The process of hearing and recognizing leads naturally to a desire to participate, which results in a happier and more inspired congregation. In other words, he says something else too that I find very interesting in Cantor Melman. He says the frequent repetition of old melodies renders them stale. The resistance of those who only feel secure in the familiarity of old melodies should not be heeded. Congregation melodies should not come from secular sources. The melodies should add to the dignity and beauty of synagogue services. So he, although he was never a big proponent of congregational melodies, he did it in his own synagogue, but he was never a proponent of using popular melodies, yet he felt that you have to use something that grabs the heart of the congregant. Now, there's no need for me to convince you of need for congregational singing nowadays. Over the last 40 years, that's become accepted. It's really preaching to the converted. Now, I know that many of you that feel that the only type of valid congregational melody are those written originally and specifically for the words of a particular tefillah. And those, you don't necessarily agree we should use contrafacta, even though that's an old style from Mekoma. You feel that the melody that was written specifically for Mekoma should be written. Okay, if that is your feeling, I respect that. But contrafacta are an old tradition. Now, based on what some Abu Chazan Nalman wrote even, I feel that it could be done. In order to create the most effective service, the Chazan should choose a heart-rendering and emotionally uplifting melodies that will lift his kohol and inspire them. Now, how do you do that? The plain, clear fact is if one carefully follows the set guidelines, it's not usser. It's not inadvisable to use a very successful, emotionally effective niganin or tefillah, as long as it follows three rules. I have three rules. Three M's. Actually, the three M's of congregated rules. One is mode, mood, and meaning. Okay. The mode, of course, is important. You must follow the mode. That's halacha. That's you cannot change that. Mood is important. It's a happy song. You can't sing it's a happy word. You can't sing sad songs. It's a sad word. You can't sing a happy song. And meaning, of course, you must follow the meaning of the text. It must amplify the meaning of the text. Very, very important. The fact is that there are popular composers today, and neo-Hasidic composers today, who are composing the most beautiful and uplifting melodies. And I would counsel you to take these melodies that you hear today, put them away for 5 years. Put them on the back burner, so that the original words will now become dull and distant and not readily recognized. Because if you use the most popular tune that comes out today, just came off the record, everybody, when you're going to sing that niggun, they're not going to think of the words that you're davening, they're going to think of the words of the melody. But if you give it 4 or 5 years, put it in the back burner, put it in the closet, take it out later, the people will forget what the words are, and they'll be more possible for them to associate the words that you're singing and no longer think of the original. The truth is, and I must admit this, we have to admit this, that, look, I compose, we all compose, but the truth is that the melodies of Shlomo Karbach, Ben Zion Schenker, Yossi Green, Moshe Laufer, A.B. Rottenberg are heads above anything that I am capable of writing. So they have proven effectiveness. This is the point. One must take, however, be careful how you use them. I also favor Zemiris and wordless old style Nagunim that are used in the Shtiblach, Felcha Dodi, and Zemiris. Despite my reputation, I'm very traditional in my taste and prefer the older Hasidic melody of the newer ones. You'll see that, although I have some contemporary ones there. Now, I have notated many melodies that seem to require, by the way, 6/8 or 3/4 time. You'll see I notated them in 4/4. It's a little controversial, perhaps, but because I feel that even if you have a slow niggun or a dvekas niggun, it has to move. Now, if you sing Leif Tohar, you can't go, it's beautiful as you want to sing it that way, but in shul, they'll all fall asleep. By the time, before you finish the line, they're all sleeping. So it has to go, it has to move. Well, you don't have to, don't make it up. Rhythm, not necessarily. But so therefore, even if it's 3/4 or 6/8, in most cases I've even notated in 4/4. So you'll have to excuse me for this aberration, but that's what I thought I should do. Okay, let's take a look. You have a list. A list of recommended selections for Lechododi, Shomer Zohar, Lechododi Lesaveshi, and Kel Odin. And then you have various other tefillot, Kabbalah Shabbat, for Kabbalah Shabbat, Shachros, and Musaf. I did the Kedushas last year, so this year I'm doing all the other ones. Okay, so let's go right to the music. Those of you who can read the music should go right to the music. What I did was, and it took me many hours to do this anyway, I only did the first couple of measures of the A and first couple of measures of the B. And if there was a C, I did a couple of measures of the C, so at least you'll have an idea what I'm talking about. If you want to know where they come from and you don't recognize it but you want to use it, feel free to call me. I'm in the Manhattan phone book anytime. You can nudge me. I'm up till 12 o'clock midnight. Just give me a ring. I'm available. And I'm in the Bell School every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon as well. Okay, so let's take the first one. The first one is Yiddid Nefesh. And there are four famous Yiddid Nefeshes, and for some reason it's the only one that nobody knows who wrote it. So let's begin for Shomo Zohar. Shomo Zohar B'divurecha Yishmiyalu Kel Amegecha. Not too bouncy. Hashem Emor Legato Echad Ushmorecha Nishemus Yiferes Velesila Lechadodi Nikras Karlo Bnei Shabbos Nekavelo Ladam Dinam. Yeah, that's that one. Breslov. Many of you know this one. And of course, you have Lechododi at the beginning. You have that short Lechododi. So here you would go, Lechododi, Lechododi. You would start with the second part. In Breslov, it's a little harder because you got three parts. So what I would do is, I would do this the C first as an introduction. Thank you. I Lechod. What key are we? We're in E minor, okay. Lechai, lechad avoydi, oi likas karolo, b'nei Shabbos, nekabelo. Ay, 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 adaday, day, adaday, day, adaday, day, lechad avoydi likas karolo. Ay, 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 adaday, ay, adaday, day, adaday, day, b'nei Shabbos, nekabelo. Then you start. Shamar v'zachor v'divorechot Yishmiyom anu kel ha-meyuchot Hashem echot u'shmo echot l'shem u'sifeles v'lesilo. Ay 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 ay. Now, also another thing too, since you have five paragraphs, I suggest that you do the A part twice. Then the third one you do the B, the fourth one you do the A again, and by the time you get to the fifth one you do the B once more. Yes, Mr. Brooks. Right?
Repetition of Lechadodi to fit into the phrase of Lechadodi.
Repetition of what?
The phrase of Lechadodi.
Right? I don't repeat it. I don't repeat it.
But the breath will be similar. I mean, like, yeah. In some kind of paper review.
That's why I go, I well, the reason is, a lot of people say, look, it's written once, do it once. That's what they do.
Why is it written twice at the beginning?
At the beginning, that's a good story. That's a good question, because there are many piyutim like that, where the Kari Ben Olam, for instance.
You never do that.
Kari Ben Olam.
You don't repeat it that way either?
Well, that's mirrors.
No,
but it's a style. I don't do that one.
You never did that one.
A long, long time ago.
And what want you to know that is one of the, with Magen Avot, that came up from Israel.
Well, you can repeat words. There's nothing wrong with repeating words. But I try in general, even though I can, I try not to repeat words or repeat phrases.
There's high evidence.
Just to make a point.
High evidence that the doubling of the Chadodi at the beginning, telling you every time you come to the Chadodi, double it.
Right, but I don't think that is a proven fact.
About that.
It's not a proven fact. But the fact is that it's written once. If it's written once, you do it once. So, look, you can repeat many times. L'chadod, you can read 100 times. You can repeat 50 words if you want to. But the fact is that I think that you want to show your kohol that you're not going to be matriach the kohol. So it's important as often as possible not to repeat.
If you're doing it instead of lalas,
you can do it. I say you can do it if you want to do it. I personally don't. I personally don't. I'll take questions at the end, but
right.
Mr. Kim Glickman, I'll take it. I don't know. That I don't know. But I know Breslin uses it extensively. It's a Breslin thing. Could be. I heard that too. But what came first, chicken or the cart? I don't know. What was that? The horse or the cart, right? Or chicken or the egg? All right. Now, in most cases, these things with them, well, have a harmony above, an obbligato above. And I, after introducing a niggun, after a couple of weeks, I'll start to sing the obbligato, and suddenly you'll find that people in the congregation will pick up the obbligato on top, and you'll have two parts in the congregation. All these nigunim, almost all of them, you can sing an obbligato a third above, or I have my own more complicated, but it really works out beautifully. The whole shul becomes congregation. All right, let's not waste time to get through them. We have 36 examples here. Okay, then another one for Lechad El Disham Rezochar is, which I labeled Nigin. I have seven of these Nigunim. When I went to Torah Das, I learned all these beautiful Nigunim by the Boston Rebbe or in the Yeshiva, and I labeled them MTV1, MTV2, MTV3, MTV4, the Sifta Torah Das, but I wouldn't want to burn you with that. But anyway, this is Nigin number one. This is for Shor Mezochar, okay? Also, it should be introspective. By the way, according to Hasidus, Minik Hasidus, you come into Shabbos with the burden of Shabbos on your shoulders. So the first part should not be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That shouldn't be that, because, first of all, that's an old Yemenite Nigin anyway, Matayimlo. But, Matayavo. But you should... There, if we're using the Hasidic model, because the Hasidim, who were the successors of the Kobalim, were the ones who really instituted Kabbalah Shabbos for us. We didn't have Kabbalah Shabbos before that. That was their style. You came in with the weight of the week on your shoulders. You took a more introspective, slower niggin for the first part. By Lo Sivoshi already, Shabbos was coming in, and you sang a more happy, simchadik melody. Okay, number three niggin. Shamar v'zachor v'diburechor yishmianu kelam yuchor Hashem echad u'shamar echad l'shemu ziferes v'lisilo No, but at this point you should go I'm sorry, I have this backwards. This is for the first L'chadidi. This is always the refrain for L'chadidi. Always the refrain of L'chadidi. Shamar v'zachar should be Shamar v'zachar v'dihiburechor yishmiyadu. And then when you get to L'chadidi, L'chadidi mikras, the alternate then becomes you come back to the L'chadodi again. Alright, because it's a three-part niggun. Okay. The Bavar Badekin niggun everybody knows very well. What? But I just explained to you that's a major, and we East Europeans don't use major for Keledah. If you want to use Nishul, it's fine with you, because the Westerns do it, and Hasidim do it. But we East European Chazonim do not use, as you said before, the Nusach has to be in minor. The Nusach has to be in minor. Chadodi does not know. Chadodi has no specific. You're right. All right. But here, because Kabbalah Shabbos is so recent, and Hasidic minig was to use anything they wanted. So since, again, we're following the minhag, there was no set nusach ruach hadin.
Right. Imitate a bird, the minor
right.
bird.
Right, burn a bird, right. Bavavar badekin snigin, we can use... Shamar v'zachar... Well, give me the key. Shamar v'zachar v'dibur echad Yish mi hanukin han yuchad Hashem echad shema echad The shame of the Venus, the sea, and then go to this one for the Yukhodadi. The right, and then for the next part, if you would do it, me dash and so on, so on. Okay, this is what everybody knows. Now, another possibility, this is a cycle of weeks, remember, I never do the same thing more than twice in 6, 7, 8 weeks. For everything that I do, I try to have a cycle of weeks. That's why it's called the cycle of weeks. So that people walk in and they don't know which one I'm doing, so they'll wait and anticipate, hopefully.
Two.
And hopefully at week two, right? And hopefully by the 6th, 7th week, and then you do the one again, the one you did 6, 7 weeks ago, and it still sounds fresh.
Do you know
sometimes I do. Yeah, just, you know, if I just get in the mood, I'll change 5 and 6 and make it 6 and 5.
That's so wild and reckless.
But I do have a record back to 1966 of every single niggun I ever sang in the shul. I have 3 books. Every Motzei Shabbos, I go to my book and I write down everything. I have columns. You know, Shomer Zohar, Naritzcha, so I can tell you what I did on February 17th, 1972, if you want to find that. So.
I
do say that.
I come every 6 months, and in 1973 you were playing games for it.
Okay, back to seriousness. Number 5, Eishes Chayel, Karl Bach is very good too. It's Eishes Chayel, which is perfect for Friday night. Therefore, look how Dodi, you have the okay. Yeah, I know. Well, that's not true. You didn't ever know the variation either. But you get into it. It's a Karl Bach Nigun. It can bear repetition. One thing about Karl Bach Nigunim, it's not like an old brake system. You can run out. You can do it over and over again and hit it. That's okay. Okay, Kroyer Ben Olam. Also, Karl Bach. That's of course. I'm sure most of you use this already. Shamar Oh, they use the opposite. Right, it's the opposite. The best way is to do the opposite. And I tell you the truth. Some weeks I get mixed up and I do it the other way. So you start at Lecha Dodi with the 2 Lecha Dodis, and when you get to Shamar V'Zachor, Shamar V'Zachor, B'Dei Yiribon Echad, Yish Mi'Adon, Yelan Yuchad, Shechad, Shmohad, Okay. Well, look, whatever the Olam can handle. If they can't handle the syncopation, you don't do the syncopation. It's up to you. You're the chazan. You can do it the way you want to do it. All right, look, I'm just trying to get through it because last Shabbos I only daven half of Musaf. So you only hear half of me today, so you'll have to excuse me. All right. L'chadodi lo seboshi. All right, lo seboshi. 1983 I started doing this. I know that I was the first one to do it. I recorded it. After that, within 5, 6 years, I heard everybody doing it. Yes? Yes, I'm up to it. Lo seboshi l'chadodi number 1, Ketzen Rokden. Okay, look on the sheet. It's Shamar v'zachar v'dibur'echod v'yishmi'anu ke'lam yuchad. I changed the key, right? Give me the key.
You're right. I'm just
about to remember. It's all right? Okay. La sevoshi, la si kol mi ma tishtochachi u matevi ba mavesu ba mi yami benim nas zoyrati la ay ay le khodori ay 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 li kostalo ay 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 tenay shavu ay 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 le kadelo. So I always sing the harmony over them, and you'd be surprised how many they catch on after a while, and they'll sing along. Okay, next. We have the Mudgets, the famous Mudgets, Los Yavoshi, which everyone knows, I'm sure. The Mudgets and the Gera, everybody knows. I don't think we have to go through it. Ay, 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 Los Yavoshi, Yomotsi, Komoni, Ma, Ishto, Chach, Yuma, Tabi, ay, 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 it says, so you will know this, they have A, B, and C, so that's fine. That's a popular one. Gera Los Yavoshi, see, I like the old ones too. The Gera Los Yavoshi, which of course Dove and Kritika made popular. Now, you wouldn't believe it, once a Chassidish guy came into my shul for Kabbalah Shabbos.
Really?
That's not the part that you wouldn't believe. That's not what I'm trying to say. You wouldn't believe his response. And I sang the Gerer, let's see what he said. Come on to me afterwards. I don't know. What are people seeing this? What do you sing this for? So I don't know. I couldn't believe it. You know, this, I figured this was perfect. Must be a Belzer question. So to tell you the truth, I don't sing the Gera so often anymore from then on. I mean, it's like every 2-3 months.
Sherwood, how often does the Balabas come up with an idea, either that you reject, or you work it out and say, you know, and in a certain sense you...
Well, I told the Balabas them. I spoke at a membership meeting this last week. I said, look, you're welcome to come up and give suggestions to me. But I must tell you, I may accept them, but I have a right to reject them. So, you have to understand, because I explained to them what Nusach was all about. It was at the end of a Nusach discussion. So I do listen.
Are there any of these that were the result of a good suggestion from a Balabas?
I don't remember offhand, to tell you the truth. Maybe. I have to go through it. I have to analyze it. Okay, let's go to number four, which is Atta Sokum. Everybody knows that one. This is very effective. Very effective. So usually I start out with a shtel, because I finished the first part of Lechad Dodi. I go, hi, 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 hi. It's very effective because people, that really gets people going. And then I go, now, how do I do that? That's the harmony, yeah. Okay, Lashana also, which is really Shlomo Karbach's via Soyachol Yavdecha, which he started using for Lashana, which more people used than he did. So that's here too. Okay, let's go to the Lashana V'Yesayu, which we had that already. The David Melech, which is also very good. That's also very good. Okay.
Hallel. I can't think right now the word. That's
oh, Baruch Haba. Baruch Haba. Baruch Haba. Baruch Haba. No? Oh, I don't. Oh, okay. No.
That's Baruch Haba, right?
Baruch Haba. Well, I use the Lubavitcher one for that. I use all the shuls of my, all, everybody in my shul does this. Now all of them go Baruch Haba B'Shem Ado Hashem Beirachnu Chemi Beis Ado Hashem Baruch Haba B'Shem Ado Hashem Beirachnu Chemi Beis Ado Hashem Gehil Ado Hashem Vayoel Anu Yisrael Havyavu Sinatam Nesam Nesreya Ado Hashem. There we go. Well, this I learned from Chaim Wasserman in 1963.
You know how to tie the knot quickly.
Okay, Keladin, Keladin. What do we do for Keladin? Keladin is the one everybody did. It's really a Majlis Nigin. I call it Rechav Hillel because the famous youth minion, the first youth minion that was developed in Rechav Hillel in Yerushalayim, made this popular, and that's how everybody brought it back to America and began to sing it. And that, of course, is the Baruch Avoyro B'fi Kol Neshama B'Lele. So everybody knows that one. That's very popular, so we don't have to go through that. Then you have the second, number two Keladin I'll use is the Majitzer Rikud, which is Kehel Nadavoyim Nakol Amasim, which almost everyone is doing nowadays. That's very popular. A third one is Menucha V'Simcha, which, by the way, in Volman Pasternak's book, he writes it as Keladin. But he writes, if you want to find this, you have to look at Keladin in Bill Pasternak's book. He has it only under Keladin. But Ben Sin wrote it as Menucha V'Simcha. So Keladin, I got the wrong one. Okay. Right. Now I change a little bit. Keep going. So that's a change. Now I do the third part. Shevach, I sing, yeah. In the old days when, well, actually, if you have a Keladin that has only one, only an A, no B or C, right? The old Young Israel Keladins were like that. So Shevach, you have to sing a Nusach. So we've compromised that since we have an A and a B, so since the Shevach changes anyway, we don't have to do the old Nusach for Shevach.
You make an adjustment at the end of Shevach to go ready to go listen
to Vegas. No, I don't. And it should be done, but the fact is that what's accepted now is since Shevach already changes, it's different than the pair of a Chavod, so it's acceptable. No, but the old Nusach is, and I'm telling you, if you say Kel Odin just with one A, you have an A. The Israel Kel Odin, and it's repetitive, paragraph after paragraph, you must do Shevach Nusach. Shevach Nusach Nusach
Srofim Yofani Mechayos HaKoydesh.
Chazonim not always right.
No.
But that's the Nusach. That is the Nusach. That is the Nusach. What? You're not right. The only thing that Chazonim used to do, they start a major.
So that's the relative major.
Right, of the Fregish. But still Fregish.
No.
You're wrong. You're wrong. That paragraph is Fregish. Finished. Depends how you get into it. But it's Fregish. And all Bali Tefila always sang Shevach and Fregish at the end. Always. That was the Nusach from hundreds of years back. Those who did it wrong are wrong.
We're trying to lead Balabatim in the right direction.
Okay, come on. We're late already. We're late. Let's go to number four. Shalom Aleichem. I'm just going to introduce it quickly. You know all then. Right, whatever it is. Shalom Aleichem. So, right. Okay. Next, also, you can do the, I should really just look at the music part, not try to remember on my own. Yeah. What? I'll do it later. I can't remember it. Well, we'll get back to it. This the Kalbach Nigin is you can see that's very good. You can use Kalbach and Kelokena, which I always mixed up with the Shalom Aleichem. Right. Okay. So then you have a few. All right. So you have a cycle there. But it should be in minor. It should not be in major. That's our East European Nusach. Other examples. A Kabbalah Shabbos Myriv. Yishpotel Vatzedek, the famous melody of Avram Birnbaum, which is used extensively in Eretz Yisrael. It's nice every once in a while to finish your paragraphs in Kabbalah Shabbos with right, they tend to sing along with that. That's Avram Birnbaum. Avram Birnbaum wrote it.
Yeshua does it at the end of every paragraph.
Right. In fact, they introduce, in the Roberts book, every paragraph of Kabbalah Shabbos is introduced with this melody. But something nice to use. So I just use it for the Yishpat Tevel. So I get a little singing in there. Hmm? Well, that, yeah, because it's a classic. It's a classic way to do it. All right. Shira Lashem, Kalbach Yata Sokum, you can do it. Because that was the, if you want to do that whole paragraph, if you're forced to do a Kalbach service, so you would do Shira Lashem, Shiyechodash. But I suggest stop, let the kol keep going by Yismachu, let them keep going, and you go back and you repeat the Nusa. Because I remember 30 years ago, that's what Shlomo did. He used to repeat the Nusach. But then as he got older, people said, Shlomo, you don't repeat the Nusach anymore. I can't fight them. And by the way, he didn't do every paragraph. He did every other paragraph. Sometimes he'd skip three, four paragraphs on a Friday night. He wouldn't do everything. That tape, Shabbos and Shemayim, is just a sach hakol of everything that he did. So now it's already the Bible. Everybody thinks you got to do everything else. But come back. If you're forced to do the Kalbach service or something in this style, always come back. And even if someone else wants to do a Kalbach service, I would suggest to tell them on one condition. You come back and you do the last two psukim at least, a Nusach HaTefillah. We shouldn't lose that Nusach HaTefillah. We shouldn't be guilty of our Zayde, our great Zayde, coming back on a Cholam to us and saying, "Oy, where's my beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos?" It shouldn't happen to us.
I mean, the image you're talking about, if you're doing a Kalbach service and people are not familiar with Kalbach melodies that well, start off by singing the melody once through without the words.
All right, that's
then,
if your shul doesn't mind the Amar Alai, some people don't like ay ay ay's. Some people don't like ay ay ay's.
Then you do Lukun Arana the way he does it? You get that pressure?
No, I don't do it. I wouldn't do it. And in fact, people wanted to have a Kalbach service in our shul. They suggested it, and I have said no. Because we sing a lot. We sing a lot Friday night. I sing everything I can sing.
You don't dance, dancing.
And we sing a lot, and we don't need it. If a shul is dead, and there's nothing happening there, Nebuch, you know, and the rabbi is dying because his Baal Batim, they don't know how to daven Friday night. They're not capable of doing it. So, all right, so once a month you can have Kalbach service. I think there it fits.
It works. You know, it could work if they're dead. But if you have somebody, if you have a chazan who can instill constantly singing, then every paragraph somebody's singing something, even these shpotevels, you know, it's all right. Let me show you a couple other things that you can do too. Ha ha ha. We didn't hear that on tape. All right, let's go. Gentlemen, please. Okay. Let's go further. The Shamru, you can use the Karbach Mim Komcha, because even Cantabir would agree that it's okay, because if it's in the Nusach, it's minor, it's very nice, it's very appropriate. Sing the Mim Komcha. Yeah. But the problem is Mim Komcha is getting overused. It's already getting overused. Everybody constantly uses it for Mim Komcha, for Shamru. It's already getting coming out of my ears, so I try to stay away from it. The Shamru, there's a Nigan Borough Park, which I wrote down on page... number 4, page 4 of the musical guide. Why do I like this? Because this Nigan Borough Park, which my shver heard as in Borough Park, in fact, Shomri Muna Shul, follows the Nusach. Now the Nusach is the Shomru, the Yisrael, the Sashavos, the Sashavos, right? Now this Nigan fits the Nusach. This would be the ideal. If all our Nigunim fit the Nusach, we would be in great shape. But this one does. In fact, what my shver taught it to me, just the opposite. He taught it to me, I said, wait a minute. If you reverse the first two phrases, you have the Nusach. So this is the way Shul has been singing this for 25 years, and they really pull down the house when they sing this. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-shavos la-asos es ha-shavos v'daravos avon b'riyus avon b'nei yovei b'nei Yisrael osim le-olam Kishay shechomim oso adoshem es hashomayim yesovoreh uvayom hashevim shahavas vayivosh. Of course, you do it in rhythm, and they follow one, which works very well. Next, Magen Avos. Of course, you have to repeat it, because that is the halacha. It wasn't done years ago, but nowadays we know the halacha is. It's a chazar shashat, in a way, it's a brachas mein sheva. So they should hear everything. If they sing the old Lewandowski Magen Avos, which is beautiful, but then you have to sing it again, you can either do nusach. So one week I do nusach, and one week I do this, which was a nigin of my zeda. My zeda was a slonim chosid, and he said that the slonim rebbe used to sing this for Magen Avos, the Kalavers Shechina Shechina. So you see it also on page 4. So for Magen Avos, I use this as follows. Originally it's Shechina Shechina Givaybetu, right? Golus Golus Vitiv Bistu, it's the Kalavers Shechina. So Magen Avos would go as follows. Magen Avos Mimor Michayem Esim Mimamoroi. Okay, like a dish, she ain't come on you. I'm in Yach, Liamoy, Yom Shabbos Kodesh, and so on and so forth. And Shabbos Kodesh, right? So, by the way, that's one Musar Haskel. I never, ever, ever daven out of the Siddur. Because a little mistake like this, I'm not thinking, so obviously I said the wrong word. Never do I have daven, whether it's Kiddush, no matter what. Even the only time maybe is Shema Yisrael, standing up in front of the Aron. Always look in. The Vilna Gaon, by the way, never said a word of tefillah outside the Siddur. Ever. That was his takon. And I try to follow that, because sometimes your mind wanders. So who knows? You know, you're not thinking, so you'll say the wrong word. You won't do it. Okay, next, Akad Shenu, which I learned here at the Cantorial Convention in the late 60s. It was a very wonderful chazan, Rosenbaum, in West Hempstead, in the Glogwood Jewish Center. A very firm, very nice man, whose son, in fact, went to Rabbi Riskin's high school later on. And he used to sing this all the time. He taught it to me. And I found out later on it was from Asher Mandelblatt. You can see it in Zamorlo, Volume 1. I'm just going to start from the Kat Shenu. So whatever I can't even say you want to do, just do. And then, Kat Shenu. follows the Nusach. I just used that phrase. And the shul sings along a little bit. But I sing louder and higher than them, and so at least they hear me. Okay. Next. Chakras for Shabbos. This melody on page 5 is we use in the it's one of the variations we use in the Bell's curriculum. It is attributed to various people, Beinhorn, others, but it's thought to be Joseph Rappaport's. But I still put a question mark there because we're not for sure. So when you go Baruch Atah Adonai, like every third Shabbos I'll do this just as a variation. Just as a change. Can't do everything. I try even every week to change my nusach. I don't have this down on the sheet, but I have 5 different cycles of nusach hatfilah. A different kelod, I give kelod melch gadol just cross adu. One week I do kel melch gadol adilos. Another week I do kel melch gadol adishvachos. So I try to change it each week. I try to change my tekanto Shabbos every week. I try to change my avos every week. They should get a different chazan. They deserve to have a different chazan every week, not to hear the same old guy. I've been in my shul now 39th year. They deserve to hear somebody different once in a while. Yes. Yeah. Every Shabbos is different. It's the same idea. But we don't do that. You'll find some chazanim, and we know them, who sing the same note for note for note every Shabbos. Then you want to know after 10 years, the Balabatam said, no, gnug, enough, let's find somebody else. In the old days, you know, the old chazanim, Nebuch, every 2-3 years they changed because the Balabatam had that attitude. But if you change, you are a different Baal Tefillah, a different chazan every week because it's different. The people hear something different. And they catch on. After a while, they sort of learn the cycle. They don't know quite when it's coming up, but they still learn the cycle. Yes? Yeah, that's a big problem. So at least change the nusach. At least change the nusach. You are the chazan, Mr. Kepix. You change the nusach. But if you can't change the niggun, that's unfortunate. I know some shuls, they start Naritzcha till the very end, till Yimloch. They sing the same thing note for note every Shabbos. That's horrible.
And if I
horrible.
If I want to change there, I have to let them sing what they want.
Right. Let's go through, gentlemen. It's late already. You have to check out of your rooms, or else they're going to charge you. If you don't leave your room by 1 o'clock, they have the sensor down in the office. They're going to charge you another day. So
smells
let's go.
Good.
All right. Shachar Shabbos, Yismach Moshe. Once in a while I use it, and that's not very common. Because first of all, I love it, because it's a beautiful obligato. If you ever did this as a kid in the choir, the kid's harmony is beautiful to this. So you go, yes, this is Kaminsky's. Yes, mach Moshe, the matmas chelko, yem en emon, koros ono. So now you sing Yes, mach Moshe. I'll try to remember if I can do the harmony. Yes, mach Moshe, matmas chelko, so it's a nice obligato on top that you can sing along with them. Okay, Bishamru. Bishamru is an old niggin Yisrael V'Araisa, which I also hear here on the bottom. It's again, these are all in Fregish. Again, if you pick a niggin, it has to be in the nusach of the paragraph. You can't do a minor niggin here, or a major niggin. It's Fregish. That's the nusach. Nusach HaTefillah. So you should use the nusach. So here we have a Fregish niggin. So you would sing Visham and Ruben Yisroel Es HaShavos Lassus Es HaShavos Nedoi Raisam Vissabon Beini Uvein Benet Yisroel Ozi Leyalon Kishesh etc. Okay, next. Musaf l'Shabbos. By the way, I suggest that Kachenu and Sim Shalom, you should leave for Musaf. Rovam Hadras Melech. That's when everybody shows up and shows the Musaf. That's when you sing those things.
That's it.
No, I don't finish the pages.
We did.
Yeah, we finished the pages.
But here, the rest of it goes back to the written stuff, my handwritten stuff. The Musaf goes back to page 3. Right, the written examples on page 3. It says that. These notated examples on the following sheets, 4 and 5, the rest are written out here in hand. Okay. For Rav Yom HaShabbos, if you want to once in a while, look again, you have a cycle of 4 weeks, 5 weeks. You have to fit in even one of the old ones. But you don't have to go, you don't want to do that. So you can start right away with Yom HaShabbos, and then you can use what you can do. You can do, Allah Shabbos. You don't have to go, hola lo, hola shabbos, beshabbat, hola shabbos. You don't have to do that. And then yismechu lemalachu secho. Right, you can do that. And then another Shabbos, you can do the Baruch Atah Ba'ir, which is written here. So you can do, I start with the Baruch Atah Ba'ir and the Mitzvah L'Dov, and I start with part B first. So I go as follows. Yom HaShabbos. I do the same thing for the Mizmor David of Karlbach. I'll start on. Yeah. Right? If you don't know it, I'll tell you where to get it. Call me, I'll give it. You don't know these Nagunim? Binyami, you know these Nagunim? You don't know these Nagunim? I will send them to you. I'll send the entire notation to you. Okay? It would be impossible. I would sit there all day long, Xeroxing and cutting and splicing. I would have 25 pages here if I had it right out. So that's why I did that. Okay. Miss Mola David also. Everybody knows the Miss Mola David. The 9999999999. Now that's part 2. Right. So for Yom HaShabbos, right. So, the Yom HaShabbos, Nichem Vasim and Asian of the Miyamin, Shneyestonim, Solis Minchot, who love Hashem and Tain. You don't do it this fast, you're going to talk. Oh, La Shabbos, Beshabbat. Then you'll hear the congregation go, it's very effective, it's very good. You can also use Elie Kranzl's Kilo Yitosh. You probably remember Kilo Yitosh, Hashem. You gotta work it out a little better. Okay. Kachenu, it's also in Fregish. It sort of has the structure sort of fits in the Fregish. Doesn't hit the sharp note, but the structure's in there. Right, Kachenu. Kachenu, Tzion, you can use. It's very effective, okay? Nobody knows who wrote Tzion, by the way. Kadishenu v'mitzvosecho v'seinchakenu v'soidrosecho Sabeinu mitzvosecho v'samnechenu v'shuosecho v'tahelibeinu. That's in Fregish, perfectly kosher. Kadishenu, you can also use Yassalech v'mbenzi and shaker. Kadishenu v'mitzvosecho v'seinchakenu v'soidrosecho And of course, again, the harmony on top, it's beautiful. You can use the old standard written by Abraham Binder, who was the great reform choir leader of the Stephen Weiss Free Synagogue, who wrote, believe it or not, which one did he write? The famous Kachena, everybody sings. He came from the Lower East Side, so he knew Nisach. Okay, but you can do it without repeating, and it still fits once in a while. You can also use the Vinniskov. Yes. At the very end, please, because we have to get through this. Yeah? Okay. Vinniskov from Karlbach. All right. Kahadishainu Vinniskov. So, Vinniskov is good. Sim Shalom. Now, if you notice, I wrote on the C, the famous Abe Nadel version. Sim Shalom. Now, I know many Chazonim historically did minor for Sim Shalom. I'm on page 4. I'm also on the second page of the type part.
Typewritten page.
I'm right now talking about the typewritten page, which says Sim Shalom, number C. I know many Chazonim did do Sim Shalom in minor. Because it was at the end, maybe they felt that it wasn't important anymore, you can get out of the Frigish. The fact is, it still should be done in Frigish. So that's Sim Shalom, Abe Nadel's, I keep for Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, because it's a minor anyway. You could say to me, oh, you can always use it for Shal Shugolim. But after you do Birchas Kohanim, you know, it just seems like, almost seems like it's not appropriate anymore. The Sim Shalom? Yeah, the Kohanim standing up there, they wouldn't get down already, you know. I mean, we've been singing the whole davening. You've been davening longer than ever, you know, on Shal Shugolim. So I don't know if it's necessary, but on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, there's no Berachas Kohanim, so it fits in very well. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Well, no, because by the bracha already, from Masorah, we go back to Frigish. They have the same problem. So what can you use for Sim Shalom? Tov Lahodos, which sounds very much like Haribono, huh? Rosh Chodesh, because that's Nusach Shal Shagolim. That's Nusach Shal Shagolim. Yeah, but the way you daven is in minor. You daven in minor. You daven in minor. The whole davening is minor. Oh, yeah, but that depends where you are. Think again where you are. You're not so high. You're not so high. Think again where you are when you're doing the whole... Take it with Nechatoena, for instance. So you can end up... Da 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 da. You're not going to be so high. Because you're going to use your nusach is going to be at least an octave or an octave and a third. So you're not going to be so high. Okay. Sim Shalom Tov Lahodos. This is a great kumzitz nigun. It's a great kumzitz nigun. Tov Lahodos. Da 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 da. Which is in some ways similar to Karl Bach's Kari Ben Olam. So it's I wrote it out. No, I didn't write that. Okay. So it's Sim Shalom Tavav Vracha Da 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 Chayn Vachesed Virachamim Aleinu V'alkol. It has an aspect in that section. Da Da Di Da Di Da Di 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 Da Da. As long as it has that note, it's kosher. Da da dee da da, you'll see how it fits in perfectly. Da 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 da
da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da. If I happen to be an E Frigish, I'll do it an E. Doesn't matter. Okay. You can also use the Kari Ben Olam for from Shlomo Karlbach that we did before. You can also do that. Sim Shalom Tavavu Vracha. We used it for Kabbalah Shabbos. Same one. It's written down. It's late already. I can't. Huh? But it's not in Frigish. Again, it doesn't have an aspect of Frigish. Not that this is necessarily in Frigish, but the first part fits into the Frigish construct, so it makes it kosher. All right, now, again, I don't expect everyone to agree with everything that I do. But I just thought, I was asked to give a cycle of weeks. What do I usually do? So I hope this has been helpful to you. And